This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Andrew Gallo meets women on a dating site, luring them to his home under the premise he's a skilled bartender. But when he makes drinks, they're laced with drugs. He forces his incapacitated victims into sex acts. Five women, ages 17 to 30, report similar encounters to Pennsylvania PD.
Nancy Gallo laced his drinks with several controlled substances, including methamphetamine. Cops recovered a bottle of tequila laced with meth at Gallo's home. Victims described losing control of their bodies and being unable to stop Gallo from doing whatever he wished. The victims also reported feeling effects for days, including sleeplessness, hallucinations, and psychosis.
Andrew Gallo, 40, now charged with five counts, rape. A funeral home employee calls 911 after finding a body in the lobby. Vegas police review surveillance, spotting Patricia Sierra, 47, as she wheels a casket out of the viewing room, dumps the body in the lobby, then proceeds out the front doors with the casket. That casket found abandoned in landscaping outside the building. When police track down Sierra, she doesn't remember the incident, but is apologetic after recognizing herself on the video. Sierra now charged with grand larceny, burglary, and disturbing human remains. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A man suspected in the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson appeared in a Pennsylvania court as questions continue to swirl around his alleged involvement in the killing. Authorities arrested 26-year-old Luigi Mangione at a McDonald's in Altoona on Monday, ending a multi-state manhunt. Mangione was allegedly found with a 3D-printed handgun and a three-page note apologizing for his actions but claiming, quote, it had to be done. The Penn graduate is accused of fatally shooting Thompson outside the Hilton Midtown in New York last week, where the healthcare company was hosting an investor conference. Mangione's court appearance in Blair County included an outburst as he was led into the courthouse. Witnesses say he shouted an unintelligible statement referencing, quote, an insult to the intelligence of the American people. During the hearing, Mangione's attorney, Thomas Dickey, said his client will plead not guilty to forgery, weapons, and false identification charges in Pennsylvania. Dickey added that he has not yet seen evidence linking Mangione to Thompson's death and is unaware of formal charges in New York. Mangione's extradition to New York remains contested. Meanwhile, a judge denied him bail and he will remain in custody pending further court proceedings. After nearly four decades, a cold case in Louisiana has taken a significant turn. Authorities in St. Tammany Parish have confirmed the identity of a woman whose body was discovered in Lake Pontchartrain back in 1986. With details, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
For years, she was known only as Lake Lady Jane Doe. The body was found on June 19, 1986, near the Interstate 10 Twin Span Bridges by Slidell. Now, thanks to new advances in DNA technology, the sheriff's office has identified her as Pamela Lee Hupp, who was also known as Deborah Gale Justice. Hupp, born in April 1958, was pregnant when she died, and her last known residence was in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The discovery, however, raises more questions. Investigators have long ruled her death a homicide, but the circumstances remain unclear. Officials are calling on the public for any additional information that could shed light on what happened. Those with leads are urged to contact the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office. The journey to her identification has been a challenging one. Initially, multiple attempts to determine her identity, including DNA analysis and a feature on America's Most Wanted, led to dead ends. It wasn't until September 2022 when a grant from the National Missing and Unidentified Persons System, or NAMIS, allowed for advanced DNA testing that progress was made. By April 2023, researchers identified potential family members, which eventually led to confirming her identity.
As Sydney mentioned, the circumstances surrounding Hupp's death remain under investigation. Anyone with information on the case is asked to contact the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office at 985-898-2341.
Thanks, John. Misha Johnson, 19, and her Army husband, Dwayne Johnson, live on base, Oahu, Hawaii. Misha, pregnant with their first child, due October. July 12, she has dinner plans with her sister, but she doesn't show up. Hours later, she apologizes by text, saying she felt sick. For 2 weeks, she doesn't answer calls, but does send occasional texts. August 1, hubby Dwayne Johnson reports Misha missing. He says he last saw his wife the night before. And when he woke up, Misha was gone. Police search for the missing mom-to-be and discover child porn on husband Dwayne Johnson's phone. Johnson, now charged with making false statement, obstruction of justice, and production and distribution of child porn. His pregnant wife, still missing. Misha Johnson, Filipino, 5'2", about 150 pounds, brown hair, brown eyes. A dragon tattoo on her back. If you have info on Misha Johnson, contact Army Criminal Investigation Division, Schofield Barracks, Oahu, Hawaii, 808-208-0059. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.